So the Wall Street Journal reported back in April that senior Pentagon officials have approached companies like General Motors and Ford about expanding military production capacity and reactivating, you know, kind of Detroit's standing as the arsenal of democracy. And this all comes as the National Defense Industrial Association, the Michigan chapter, will hold their 11th annual Cyber Physical Systems Security Summit, the CPS3, on June 16th and 17th at Oakland University. And yes, we need to build strong military systems.
Yes.
But we also, that cannot come at the expense of cybersecurity. And here to talk about the event is Jennifer Tisdale, the co-chair of CPS3 and board member of the NDIA Michigan. Jennifer, good morning. It's great to have you.
Hi, good morning, Chris. Happy birthday, Lloyd.
Thank you.
You know, it feels like it feels like as more momentum is picked up around, you know, military installations like Selfridge, that Michigan, Detroit specifically, is becoming a hub for and a bigger focus of the federal government and their view on national defense and defense priorities. And the fact that Michigan is at the heart of that and now reaching out to companies like General Motors or Ford, I think it reinforces that belief as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's something we need to talk more about here in the state of Michigan. We have a strong automotive industry, but less recognized, I believe, is how the auto industry supports our military and our defense operations. And so we have a plethora of, you know, automotive engineers, software developers. We talk about, and I believe you were talking earlier about autonomous vehicles. A lot of that comes down to software, and where there's software, there are cybersecurity opportunities for vulnerability. And that's really what we're trying to draw attention to is, yes, we want to be the heart of the defense industrial base. We want to build a bridge with automotive and aerospace as well. But we also need to talk about cybersecurity implications and how to increase resilience.
And Jennifer, talk about what's the core message of this upcoming Cyber Physical System Security Summit that's going to be on June 16th and 17th. What's the core message?
Well, the core message, we need to stay topical, right? And with technology, we have to be in a forever state of learning, new tools, tactics, new opportunities for threat mitigation when it comes to cybersecurity and software. But also it's about building a community, a think tank, if you will, where we come together for education, future workforce readiness concerns, to teach and educate and provide awareness on where the technology is strong and also where it may be weak. And so what we try to do through NDIA Michigan, specifically with the CPS3 event, is we build an opportunity to bring hackers and developers together. I love that we bring together the makers and the breakers, because you can't make something stronger, a system, an autonomous vehicle, a drone, robots, without understanding where it is also weak. And so we bring that community together, and we really focus on topical issues this year, heavily influenced by artificial intelligence. It's changing the game across the board. And so we're, you know, primarily bringing everyone together for education and awareness and to talk about tools and tactics so that we can be ready as a nation.
So the hackers get a free pass for a couple of days, just a couple of days?
They do.
Yeah,
they do. We bring them up on stage. They're our friends.
Okay, good.
You know, we've heard from some wonderful military minds that this next iteration of even warfare is going to be vastly different. It is going to be fought on the cyber front. Do you notice a major shift? Obviously, you need to be ready on the physical side of things, but when things go towards the cyber side, does that change the way that the Pentagon or groups like the National Defense Industrial Association looks at how to be prepared to either defend or go on the offensive for the best interests of our country?
Yeah, absolutely. It's already changing the game, and often in ways that you wouldn't typically consider. In fact, we heard a story. I heard you mention Operation Epic Fury, right? Mm-hmm. So there was the incident with the Michigan company Stryker, West Michigan, that had allegedly been hacked by an Iranian group. we're seeing an uptick in these activities, right? So the nature of war is changing. The barriers, the cost barriers, it's so much easier now. You don't need a lot of resources. You just need a laptop and a keyboard and access to the internet to launch cyber attacks into the ethers. And we're seeing that oftentimes they're doing that research and playing with networks much earlier, maybe even residing in networks until there's an opportune moment for them to wreak havoc, if you will. And we're also looking at cyber warfare as it impacts physical elements, right? So grid security, are the utilities within our hometowns vulnerable to such attacks? And unfortunately, the answer is yes. And so we're not just looking at autonomous vehicles, we're looking at the connected infrastructure for smart cities and intelligent transportation systems that these vehicle and devices operate within. And so the whole nature of warfare is changing, and it's becoming more a conversation, honestly, about homeland defense. How will we respond? How will we react if critical infrastructure in our state is negatively impacted? And so it's about readying everybody, readying the troops and readying the civilian workforce that needs to know how to respond.
And I'm wondering, Jennifer, how do you write a national playbook or strategy for a fight that literally has no established rules?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Lloyd. Thank you for asking that, because you have to always be in the state of mind of worst case scenario. And oftentimes, because the game is changing so quickly, you don't know what that game will look like, but you have to be keeping track of where the, I'm going to say, air quote, hacker mindset is at. And that's why it's so important at the Cyber Physical Systems Security Summit to bring that hacker point of view into the conversation. Where is the adversarial perspective? What is the motivation? Oftentimes, it's money. Sometimes it's a nation state, and it might be considered an act of war or a questionable act of war. And so being able to think like an attacker helps you be a better defender.
Really interesting stuff. Jennifer Tisdale, the co-chair of the 11th Annual Cyber Physical System Security Summit. It's happening at Oakland University June 16th and 17th. Thank you for the time and for drawing attention to this. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.
It's a big deal.
Interesting stuff. It's a huge deal. Yeah, it's a huge deal. Your daughter is in the military.
In the military,
so
yes.
She has a front row seat to a lot of this.
A lot of it, yes. I just got finished speaking with her. She just called me and wished her dad her.
Oh, very nice. So. That was very
thank
nice.
Thank you, daughter.
thank you, daughter. Iranian state television has broadcasted the reading of a new statement reportedly written by Mujtaba Khamenei,
okay.
Who has not been seen in public since he was appointed the supreme leader in March.
Uh-huh.
The statement in part read, the Iranian nation with its new mission alongside the resistance front has become a source of pride for free nations. The hegemonic system which established Israel nearly 80 years ago does not bear a strong, independent, and privileged Iran on the eastern borders of the void and fake greater Israel. The statement went on to say that the United States and Israel has sustained heavy blows in the conflict with Iran.
Okay. Are we going to make a deal? That's what I want to know. Are you going to negotiate in good faith, and are we going to make a deal?
But, I mean, in terms of what that statement could read, you know, it's not quite as boisterous as you might expect.
No.
Defending the oppressed is not only an Islamic duty, but a human and Iranian one as well. The ruling established in Washington has a problem with this nation's identity, independence, and refusal to surrender. Again, strong, but, you know, it doesn't
it's not
sound
wild like we've heard.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. It's just interesting. Meanwhile, coming up on the other side, some communities in Metro Detroit considering suing Priority Waste. What's happening there? We'll talk about it. It's JR Morning.